Bedros, last name is Bedros, first name is Selvana, Selvana, 8/16/55. Today is 8/30/2024. This is a 69-year-old woman originally from Iraq, I-R-A-Q, Baghdad, most specifically, single, moved here with her sister around the 2000. She was some kind of technician back in Iraq, period. In the paragraph, her sister is no longer able to take care of her. She has severe end-stage dementia with sundowner syndrome and has had lots of behavioral issue and psychiatric issues. For this reason, she was sent to a group home, subsequently was sent to a psych hospital because she was difficult to handle and was a danger to herself and others, period. Recently, she was discharged back to the group home. The family would like for her to stay at the group home and never be transferred back and forth. For this reason, hospice has been asked to evaluate the patient today, period. She is confused. She's only oriented times one. The family tells me she's lost at least 20 to 25 pounds. She's bone, she's skin and bones in quotation. She's totally ADL, has total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. She's frail, she's thin, she eats very little. She has significant weight loss, period. Allergy, none. Medication, Depakote 500, 2 BID, Remeron 7.5 milligram a day, atrovastatin 10 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram a day, Seroquel 50 milligram a day, folic acid 1 milligram a day. Family history, mom is still alive in Iraq, she says. Other family tells me, but they're not for sure. Her dad and her brother died in the war. Period. Review of system as above. Furthermore, she has COPD with history of smoking in the past, difficulty with ambulation. She's at a high risk of fall and needs help of a person to get her from chair to bed. She's now spending more time in bed as well. Blood pressure is 80 over 57, pulse is 90, respiration is 18, O2 sat 98%, temperature 98.2. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs, shallow, breath sounds otherwise clear, abdomen soft, but scaphoid, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around, mucosal retinal lesion, neurological non-focal, patient has lost tremendous amount of weight, as well as was mentioned, period, new paragraph. Assessment, 69-year-old woman from Baghdad with end-stage senile degeneration of the brain, period. Patient is an excellent candidate for hospice/palliative care in face of significant weight loss over 20 pounds, ADL dependency. She's very frail. She's thin. She eats very little. Bowel and bladder incontinency, confusion, only oriented times one and only from time to time, period. In the paragraph, she has severe sundowner syndrome with psychotic episodes related to her dementia, period. In the paragraph, recently she was hospitalized with change in her medication. The combination of Seroquel, Depakote, and Remeron appears to be working at this time, period. In the paragraph, I'm not sure about the wisdom of hydrochlorothiazide. In face of low blood pressure, we may discontinue that and watch for any evidence of hypertension, period. In the paragraph, patient does not need any medication flow for edema. Since she's quite debilitated and quite thin at this time, her frailness, her thinness, and change in mental status and the findings are all consistent with end-stage senile degeneration of the brain. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and requires help of other people to survive, has a KPS score of 40%. Thank you.